Two switches to contend with up here. Well, what should I talk about today? You notice I didn't bring my Bible. So I wonder what's going to happen. How about a story? Will that work? Palm Sunday. 30 years ago, not only this church, but many churches would be full. What happened? Why is Palm Sunday just another day for most people today? We're excited about Palm Sunday simply because it was about Jesus. And today, it doesn't matter, does it? Have we become so smart that we don't need to entertain Palm Sunday anymore? Communications maybe is some of it. Who knows why? So what really changed the people from 30 years ago to today? What changed them? Why is there not heart here in the church or churches? Why are we so different? Why is Jesus not so important today? He's the same. He never changed, did he? I wonder if there's something that we could look at that maybe did that. Let's talk about Johnny. Johnny was born again. He was a nice little guy. He'd done everything right. One day he got picked up for speeding. And the officer says, "You were doing whatever miles per hour over a speed limit." And Johnny says, "I know. I'm sorry. I really shouldn't have been. And I'll try to be better. And we'll do okay next time." And the officer says, "Okay, this is a warning, but be careful." So he just got a warning. He came to church and he told everybody, "Man, I got stopped for speeding, and I prayed about it, and God gave me freedom. I didn't get a ticket." Oh, wow. A couple years had passed. Johnny got picked up for speeding again. Yeah, just think of that. 2 years later, he got picked up for speeding again. This time he got a ticket, though, because he was going 40 miles an hour over the speed limit. Wow. A little different, isn't it? Did God get the glory for that? Nobody even heard about that one. He didn't give God credit for nothing. Just 2 years difference. He changed. What happened? He was still a Christian, right? Why did he not give God glory for getting this ticket this time? Why do you and I give God glory when things go our way, but when it doesn't, we don't give him anything? Think about that, people. Why is Jesus good when we get good and he's nothing when we get whatever? We have got ourselves put into a predicament that is not right, and that is, who do we really love? Are we loving Jesus because of what he did for us, or is he just a name? Just like my name or your name, just a name. Oh, I can help you out. I could repair something for you, or I could give you money. All these things I could do, but I can't give you salvation. I can't give you what Jesus gives you, no matter what. I could even sacrifice my life, and it still won't give you what Jesus can give you, because he did sacrifice his life for us, didn't he? We started that on Palm Sunday, and today is the beginning of what Jesus did for you and me. Would he have to have gone? Maybe not. But you know what? When God sets something in order, God has to do what he knows will do the best for us. He loved us. He created us. In the beginning, God created man and woman. In the beginning, man and woman did what? Sin, didn't they? So now God had something else he had to do for us. So he sent Jesus for us. That when we believe in him and we give our heart to him, not like what Johnny did, okay? Did Johnny give his heart really to Jesus? Sure, he probably did. When he got excited about that, he probably did. But why in 2 years did he change? Why did he not continue on his walk just within a two-year period? You and I have to make that same decision, don't we? Are we going to serve Jesus after today, tomorrow, until death do us sometime or another? Is Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior? Are you living for Him? Is He your sole purpose of life? Or is the world your sole purpose of life? Or your text phone? Whatever. We have to look at where we are walking with Christ today in hopes that what we see is only what Jesus has put into our hearts. In our hearts, guys. The mind can go goofy sometimes. It can even forget once in a while. But in your heart, when Jesus is in your heart, there's no change, is there? There's always something that you can do for somebody or something for whatever, as long as you do it for Christ. So as Johnny was getting older, as times went on, his walk waned a little bit. And he did other things, okay? He even got picked up one more time. And this was really serious, because this time he hit somebody. Wow. Just think. Johnny went from a forgiveness to now he hit somebody. Just in a short period of time. Did Johnny really forget about Jesus Christ? Or was he just something that he utilized for the time? Where are you with Christ today? Where is your walk with Jesus today? Are you thinking about what He did on the cross for you? Do you still love Him as much as you did the first day you accepted Him into your life? Seriously, do you? Why are you here in church today? Are you here because it is Palm Sunday? Are you here because it's a habit? I hope you're here because you love the Lord. That you want to be in His built, in His presence. But not just today. We got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, too. We can have the same attitude, can't we? Don't have it just for today. When you get up tomorrow morning, you should be excited about going to work, or if you don't work, you're retired or whatever. Get excited because you're alive in Christ. Yes. You're not like this goofball they're trying to catch that's going around killing people. No, you're not like that. You're serving a living Savior, aren't you? Walk with Him. Talk with Him. Remember what He has done for you through this, if nothing else, just for today and next Sunday, which is Easter. Just let those 2 days be the most prominent days in your life, and then think about them the next 363 days. Isn't that something? Isn't Jesus something for you and for me? Wow. If anybody died here today, where are you going? Heaven, right, Dennis. Does it get any better than that? No, it don't get any better than that. Are you all waiting for that time you can die? Oh, that sounded gruesome, didn't it? You're waiting to die? We should be. We should be excited about that point. We should be so excited about because we know where we're going. There will be nobody out trying to shoot you up there, I guarantee it. Yeah, well, there's a good side, right? Well, no, the good side really is that you're going to be with Jesus and you're going to love Him. You're going to serve Him. Next Sunday is Easter Sunday. We should be really excited about Easter Sunday. We should be excited about Easter Sunday. Yes, it's only once a year that this comes around. But let's let every Sunday be like Easter Sunday. If we can do that, then our rest of our weeks will become more like Sundays. So now we're going to have 7 Sundays a week. Shouldn't we? Get excited. Put smiles on your faces and say, Lord, I love You. Can you all say that now? Let's hear it. Lord, I love You. All right. Well, it wasn't anything out of the Word, but it's something I had in my heart that I asked God to share. And I said, Lord, what can I share? And it wasn't anything better than to talk about Jesus. There's nothing more that we can say than Jesus, because he is the reason for the season. Amen.